Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man.
Yeah, man.
It is now time for the best setup man in the business to set up this last hour of the second week of January.
All right, man. Time Friday night to finish off the week and totally open up those phones, man. Anything you want to talk about, man? Anything that we talked about that you think we didn't talk enough about? Anything you want to, anything at all you want to say, man? It's 520-9710. Or, God damn it, man. A lot of people have a 888 Jones, man. So, 888, man. 520-9710. Effing, oh man, totally open those phones, man. Come on, you mother effing, man.
All right, it's 11 o'clock. Good night, everybody. All right, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888.
Would you like me in the future to shorten it?
No, I like it that long. But, you know, I was trying to sign up for that IMDb, the Internet Movie Database.
I don't think you have to sign up for it, Tim. I think you
to get on the discussion boards, you do.
Oh, so, wow. Whoa.
Because something was said about a friend of mine who's an actor,
and
I wanted to clear the air.
But you know that's a scream for help, right? I mean,
I was just bored. So anyway, so I sign up for it, and then they said, you got to go to your email and click on your confirmation. So I click on that. Then they want all, new information, where you were from, how you heard about it. I'm like, F it. Enough with these people.
Tim,
God almighty, I can't stand when you go through one step and you think you're done. Then you go through another step, you think you're done. Yeah. Then a third step, you think you're done. You know what? F everyone.
Well, Tim, I don't want to be mean or rude or...
All right.
Or call into question your level of social activity and, the entertainment that you have available to you.
I was bored. I told you that!
To register... For online discussions at IMDb,
yes,
it's pretty close to the end. I mean,
something was said about a friend of mine who's a writer,
but it's an end move,
and I wanted to clear the air because what they said on IMDb about the guy is completely wrong.
Right. But you know, it's an end move.
He's
right?
A very good friend of mine. I was just defending a friend. I hope you can see it that way, young man.
No, I see it that way, but I would like you to recognize that it's a move toward the end. I mean, it's
well, of course it is. But every move after 44 is a move towards the end. I mean, life is not. I'm not getting any younger. I'm not getting any brighter or stronger. I'm moving towards the casket. All right. Kevin and Covina, you're on 97.1.
God forbid.
What do you want?
Hi, Brian. Is it Brian?
This is Brian. Hello, Kevin.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you a few questions about one of your close friends, I believe.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't understand what you said.
Let's ask you questions about your close friend. What's his name?
Mr. K.
Yes. Well,
Mark Germain. Yes. What happened to him?
Well, unfortunately, fortunately, Mark Germain is one of my best friends. And I met him when we both worked at KABC together, where he was on the air using the name Mr. KABC. And then, of course, he left KABC about a year ago. He was hired at 11:50. And
was he Mr. KTLK?
No, he was Mr. K and Mark Germain, which is his real name. Started using his real name, Mark Germain. And he was just after the first of the year, I guess, learned that they were moving in a different direction. He's no longer on in the afternoon on 11:50. And I spoke with him just yesterday. He has a lot of fans. I know a lot of people like to listen to Mark. I extended an invitation via email to have him come on our show here. But he hadn't responded to that email yet. But I talked to him almost every day.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I said to him yesterday, I said, how are you doing? And he said, I'd rather be working. He said, I'm doing all right. I'd love to be on the air doing a show every day, but I'm doing okay. And he's a great host. I mean, he really is a great host. He's a very—
No screeners, no topics.
No contrived viewpoints, no goofy sound effects, no planted callers or scripted comedy bits. And he's a very knowledgeable guy, and he's a very entertaining guy. He's been on the radio in Los Angeles, it seems, forever, before KABC was on KFI, and then, of course, most recently, 11:50. Thank you for the question about him. He's a great friend and a great guy, and a great broadcaster, and I wish he were on the air.
He is a good dude. I've met the guy a couple of times, and it seems to be a stand-up guy.
And by the way, he's also the kind of guy who can fix anything. Like when I have a problem at my house with anything.
He fixes it? He comes over?
He comes over and fixes
it. Is that right?
Yeah. He's the nicest guy in the world. He's got a beautiful family.
Like you have a light bulb you can't change?
Well, I can do that. There's something. He has a beautiful family, and he'll be on the radio again soon. You know, I always say, Tim, as I've said to you many times, the cream rises to the top. You know?
Yes, exactly.
Good people get jobs, and talented people, find jobs.
There you go. All right. We thank you for calling there, Kevin. Excellent call.
I hope I answered it.
I think you did.
Fully and completely.
How do people get a hold of him? Does he have his own website?
You know, they can. I wonder if I can give his personal...
Well, let's ask him before we do that.
Yeah, I think he used to do it. I think he used to give it out on the air. Let me check to see if he has his own website. If he does, then I'll give it on the air.
Lacey in San Diego, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I've been dating this girl for about 3 years now.
Are you a lesbian?
I say maybe.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22, okay. And you're bisexual or you're lesbian?
No, I'm a lesbian.
All right.
All right.
But I've been dating this girl for 3 years now, and I've known her for about 4 or 5. I've only seen her cry once, and that's because she had to go through surgery.
Wow.
The only time. Never cries, only gets pissed off. Like, she'll just get mad and be mean, and that's it. She will never cry.
And does she, hold out on you when she's pissed?
I can usually break her.
That's pretty cool.
Lesbians.
Had you guys ever a fist fight?
I need somebody to break me. I'm really very, very, very...
down?
Down and very, in need of sex. Mm. I'm sorry, Tim, to just thrust this on you like this, but the caller...
I'm not going to do it.
Guys.
You got to go to somebody else, dude. I'm not going to...
No, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, I'm just in need of, I'm just saying, out loud
that
I'm...
You should try being gay, because I know gay guys like a lot of sex.
I think we're moving that direction.
No, I think I'm into women, Tim, and I think that...
I think your last obstacle is the stick, though. I mean, if you could get into that, I think you could be a nice gay dude.
All right. Let's just stop for a second, and thank the caller, because...
Well, wait a minute, we haven't solved her problem yet. Right, Lacey?
Are you suggesting, Tim...
Lacey, hold on one sec. Lacey?
Yeah?
So your problem is that she's not emotional enough for you.
Oh, no, it's not a problem to me. I'm just letting you guys know that there are some women out there.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, good for you. We thank you for calling, baby. All right. Good luck with that lesbian.
Are you suggesting, Tim, that I am attractive to the gay community? Is that what you said a moment ago? That I could really I tell you, man, that stick, you could really get into it, man.
If it wasn't for the sexual aspect of it, I think you would make a good gay guy. And I can go through the reasons if you like.
Well, I don't know that we need to go through the reasons. So you're saying you think gay men would be attracted to me. You think if I were gay, I'd have better luck with dudes than I'm currently having with chicks?
You'd get guys lined up from here to the ocean.
Do you know how offensive it is?
That's not offensive.
Of course
it is. It's a compliment.
It's not a compliment.
Sure it is.
You're telling me that I could get more guys than I get chicks. And I'm
By far.
But I'm heterosexual, Tim.
I know, but...
I want women.
I know, but it's part of your frustration. If you went gay, you'd be the happiest guy on the planet. You'd be getting that stick every night, man. But if it wasn't for that act, I think you could make a good gay guy. You're a very emotional dude. You love to talk. You're not really into sports. You love Barry Manilow. You like to dress nicely. You know women's clothing stores, BCBG.
I mentioned it once. And I also mentioned that the chicks who work in those stores are hot. And now you're saying that I could get gay guys. You think I could get gay? I would be.
I don't know if you get hot gay guys. You would get a lot of gay guys.
Oh well, Tim, look, this conversation is totally inappropriate.
I don't think you get hot gay. Well, you might.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
You might get a hot gay guy.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Where do you get this?
I'm now trying to figure out in my mind if you would get hotter guys or girls.
Well, I think you've said you said I'd get more guys than I get girls.
Guys would line up around the block to be with you.
That is wildly.
It's not offensive. It's a compliment.
No, don't tell me it's not offensive. I'm the one hearing it.
It's a compliment.
A compliment would be, Whitman, you could have chicks lined up around the block. That's a compliment to a heterosexual man. Yeah.
That's also a fantasy.
And that's an insult.
Why is that an insult?
See all the different things you can
do? It's not an insult. It's the truth. I drive out of here every day. They ain't lining up around the block for you.
Well, Gina has a lot of gay friends. Oh, she's nodding.
Yes, I do.
Her head, yeah.
They would love you.
Would he make a good gay guy?
Yes and no.
Right. Let's focus on the no, because the act of laying in bed with another man and fornicating with him is not
something. That's what I'm saying. If it wasn't for that act.
Yeah, but that's it. That's the being gay
part.
Yeah,
that's a big part of it.
Yeah, that's the being gay part.
Well, I probably wouldn't worry about it too much because most of my gay friends all live in West Hollywood, and they're worse about, you know, being buff and stuff than straight guys are. They're all, you know, like Ken dolls.
Right, but there are some that like, you know, like bears, right?
Yeah, but he needs a handlebar mustache and a little more hair.
Mm. But I think you would, I mean, you like going to Barry Manilow concerts with other guys.
I like to go to Barry Manilow concerts. I've been to Barry Manilow three times. One time with a guy. The other time it was with women. Okay?
Did you get up and...
No, I did not.
Dance to this?
No, I did not.
Would you be ashamed of your homosexuality, or would you celebrate it?
No, if I were a homosexual, I would say it. I would be proud of it, and
would you be closeted about it?
I would not. No. I would. I like to think I'm a liberated person who celebrates. All people and diversity and different lifestyles. So I would, and for example, gay friends that I have,
Would you go clubbing more if you were gay?
No, I would not. I would not be like on Santa Monica, like in West. No, that wouldn't be me. No.
Would you have?
No.
Would you want to be committed to one guy? Or would you play the field?
You know what, Tim? I don't think I'm going to answer any more of these questions.
Hey, boys, what's up? Never mind.
I would...
Now watch this. Marshall in Calabasas, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Fine. How are you guys?
All right, what's up?
Tim, I just want to tell you, you'd be a good gay guy.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, man. Where do we live? In my place or yours?
No, but my wife is driving...
How dare you call me with a wife, you pig? It's getting turned on.
Right, you're just getting into it.
But you know what, dude? You could marry a guy or be with a guy who also made like $200,000 a year.
Yeah, we'd be
or
rich.
Or $300,000, whatever. You know, I don't know what you make. But you guys would be spectacularly wealthy. You could, if you got a guy who wears your the same size clothes, you could, share clothing.
Right. But also, what you're leaving out is that I would have to be in love with him.
Nah, who's it? Listen.
And want to sleep in bed next to his hairy back.
That's not true.
Past him. Past.
I want to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
All right, please.
Yeah, see?
Frosting.
No way, man. No way.
Marcus in Westchester, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Did you watch the Republican debates last night?
I did. In fact, I went home and I watched it on a replay.
I watched about a half hour of it.
Why do you think the candidates kissed Israel's butt so much?
Oh, here we go with this guy again. I mean, you're still on this a year later?
Yeah, I think that the United States really needs a friend in that area.
That's right.
Don't you agree?
They have Turkey and Kuwait and all those other places.
Why do you hate Jews and call us, all the time to suggest that the United States shouldn't defend and befriend Israel?
I just think that what happened to the Palestinians is unjust.
Well, look.
You and Jimmy Carter.
Well, no, hold on a second now.
That's true.
With President Carter and George W. Bush, by the way, who supports a Palestinian state.
Hey, Marcus, what are you listening to in the background? What is that? Turn that up.
Nach einem Jahr kann ich euch hier wieder begrüßen.
Ihr seid heute hier in diesem Muschel nur ein Ausschnitt dessen, was außer ihr über ganz Deutschland steht. Und wir möchten nun...
Nice light evening on Friday, Mark, is listening to old Jimmy Carter speeches, huh?
Yeah, that's... Right, that's Jimmy Carter. You know, you owe him an apology, Jimmy Carter.
Sorry, Marcus. All right, Marcus, thanks for calling, buddy. Let's keep it a little lighter for Friday at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we didn't need to get into Palestinian statehood. We're just coasting to the end here. Actually, we're what, 28, 30, 48, carry the one. Are we 30 minutes away? From Gretchen and the Lukes, almost?
40.
Oh.
Let's talk to Greg and Yorba Linda. You're on 97.1.
Bouncy's here.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
All right, what up?
Cool. Listen,
What up?
I think you'd make a good gay guy, man. I really do.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
It's a compliment. I mean, I guess I could probably see you either going one of two ways, with the hot gay guy or maybe with the Frosty from Frosty Heidi Frank gay guy, you know? One of the two.
Well,
I want to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
No,
I think you were actually turned down by Frosty.
Yeah, I was turned down by Frosty.
You asked him out, and he turned you down.
By the way, I can say this much.
Did you ask Frosty out?
I invited Frosty to a movie about Jimmy Carter, because I thought that he was interested historically, as I am in the legacy of Jimmy Carter.
Let me show you something. Hey, Gina, if I said to you, hey, this Saturday night you want to go to a movie, would you consider that me asking you out?
I would, yeah, I think it might be a date. I'd call it a date.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right. So it's a date.
So you called Frosty
to
ask him out.
Right, I wanted to date Frosty. And then after the movie, I wanted to maybe go get a bite to eat and then go back to his apartment or his house, wherever he lives.
He's got a big house.
And
okay.
Have sex with him.
Well, I didn't say that.
Look. You know the hamburger clip and everything? You know, a guy screaming about his hamburger, you know, big guy like me.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
If I can say this much, and I can be honest this much, as Malibu Dan, you used to be honest about it. The caller said he sees me going, if I go gay, two ways. Which, by the way, I'm not gay. And this is how rumors get started. You start them.
I didn't start anything.
You told me I could get a lot of dudes if I were gay.
It's not a rumor.
It's how a rumor would get started.
Nah, that's not true.
I wouldn't go. I would not be dating a Frosty type, I can tell you that.
You wouldn't?
No.
Would you date a hot dude?
I can just tell you, it wouldn't be like a big dude. It wouldn't be like a... It wouldn't be.
I'd probably end up dating a guy who was like me, who went to the racetrack, watched a little football, and then, you know...
Right. I don't know. It's hard for me to tell you what I would...
That's probably why I can't get in the gay world. I mean, what gays do that?
Right. Well, I think there are gays at the track.
Yeah, but you don't really see them holding hands much.
Well, it's don't ask, don't tell. It's hard. It's almost impossible for me to tell you, Tim, what kind of gay guy I'd date because I'm not there. My head's not there. Mentally, I'm not...
Yet.
No.
Oh.
It's not like tomorrow I'm going to wake up and be there.
Mm. Maybe that's part of your depression. If you came out and said, hey. Yeah.
Right. That's my depression, is that I'm not dating men. You're right.
I want to come out right now.
I could come off the Wellbutrin and not have to take any antidepressants if I just dated dudes. You're brilliant, Tim.
Have a guy pick you up from work after Friday, go to Vegas.
Right. You're brilliant.
That doesn't sound good to you?
Going to Vegas sounds good with a hot chick. Like a 22-year-old hot chick right now? By the way, I really need that. I'm telling you, I really need that.
Max in Palos Verdes, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
You know, Whitman, you could date my sister.
How old's your sister?
How old is your sister?
She's close to your age.
How old is she?
He's 35, right? So she's like 33.
Yeah? Is she hot, Max?
She's. You know what? She doesn't cry.
Really?
Yeah, nope. Total straight arrow, man.
Now,
crying.
Why are you calling and she's not calling?
Because she doesn't listen to the show. I'm a big fan, so.
Oh, well. And what is she like?
Well, I'm a ball-headed guy. She likes ball-headed guys, so she'll get along with Whitman.
Jesus Christ.
hey, dude.
She's pretty much, yes.
If you're trying to hook me up with your sister,
yes.
It would probably help if she knew... had a sampling of my personality by at least having listened to the show.
True.
Right.
But you know, you're one of the funniest guys on the radio. Yeah. And, of course, so is Conway.
Of course. But Tim and I were just having that conversation. Actually, during the last commercial break, I said to Tim, I said, you know, you're one of the funniest dudes on the radio. He said, nah, man, you are, dude. And we went back. Remember we were talking about that?
I don't remember it going that way. I said that Brian was one of the funniest guys on radio, and Brian said he agreed.
Well, no.
I remember it going that way.
I did agree, but then I said, but you too. I said, don't sell yourself.
Hey, dude, this guy's offering up his sister, man.
So, man, what do we do about that?
Right. Is she hot? Can I see a picture?
I can email it to you.
When's the last time she was in a relationship?
So many people say they're going to email pictures.
Hey, first of all, listen, you can't even email you guys. I tried to email you on your website, and there's no email. You got to go through like a secure deal.
Here we go. You ready for the email address?
Yeah.
Conway and Whitman at AOL.com.
Oh, all right, man.
Conway and Whitman.
Shut up.
I'm giving the web address, the email. Shut up.
This guy's setting you up with his sister and you're telling him to shut up?
I'm giving the email address so people can email us pictures.
Jesus Christ.
They got it. All right, Max, you're a big stud, dude.
Conway and Whitman at AOL.com.
Right, there he goes.
Why you?
I'm trying to get you set up, and you're abusing that guy who's offering up his sister. What's
Dude,
wrong with you?
I'm not abusing him. I'm giving.
You told him to shut up.
Because I'm giving.
You told him to shut up.
I'm giving the email address so that maybe a hot chick, when I mentioned a few moments ago that I want to go to Vegas with a 22-year-old, maybe that 22-year-old will use that email address. That's why I wanted to give it at least two times. But I'm sorry, Tim. I won't talk more than 10 seconds at a clip.
520-9710.
And I'm goddamn sick in here.
See if we can get that in writing. I won't talk more than 10 seconds at a time.
By the way, you want it down to five? Just say the word. Just say the word.
That wouldn't be bad either.
Get your freaking act together here!
Dougie, please. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. We're about 20, 35 minutes away from slamming Sam Phillips, man.
Yeah. Bouncy.
With who?
Who are you with? Gretchen.
Gretchen. Sure. All right. Gretchen and Sam Phillips.
Right.
So,
we need to go to break!
If you got absolutely nothing else to do.
Tim, this is
that'll be on.
Wildly inappropriate. You owe both of them an apology. I would take the commercial break.
All right, it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. I never miss me, but I
bet you meet Brian Whitman's gay.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Totally open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, we'll put you on the air here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
There it is.
What more can you add to that?
No, I mean, you've given the numbers very,
beautiful,
very clearly and plainly.
Todd in Beverly Hills, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Guys, how are you?
Hey, who's this?
Well, we've done business a couple times. I'm waiting for you to come in my restaurant, though.
Is this Todd Johnson?
We've been in. I've been in the restaurant.
Happy New Year, buddy.
I was there.
Well, Happy New Year to you guys. I hear you talking about all this beef and stuff, and probably not, you know, West Hollywood type, but I can certainly make sure it's the best beef you can eat.
This guy runs the best restaurant on the planet. That Lowry's there. If you like prime rib, man, you can't beat that.
Yeah, you can. And Todd, you can't say you've been waiting for me to come in. I've been there.
Oh, you came in. You were right.
I brought a group.
Hey, Todd, how's the fast food Lowry's at Century City going?
Doing good. Yeah, it's a new concept for us, and we're going to probably have a couple more this year, and I think that'll grow big. So,
good time.
You can go get a good, you know, get a great sandwich for a good price. Mm-hmm.
How much beef did you serve up for the Rose Bowl contenders?
Boy, those boys ate a lot this year. I mean, USC came around and chopped down about a little over 800 pounds, and then Illinois came in and did about 870. So it was a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's more people, and there's whole nostalgia behind who eats more beef, wins the Rose Bowl, and this and that. And,
is there any truth to it or any pattern?
Well, you know, there's a pattern. I mean, there's some sense over the years. It's been almost 70% of the people that, you know, the teams that ate more went on to win, but this year SC proved that wrong. So
now, who picks up the bill? Who picks up the tab for that?
Oh, we do.
You do?
Yeah, we do. And it's this year was the 52nd year. So, I mean, wow.
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition, and it's a great PR for us, and we love doing it, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you get a lot of press for it, huh?
We get some coverage. You know, we get mentioned here and there. But
and they don't come in on the same day, the two teams.
No, that would probably be contradictory. I don't think that would go too well.
Right.
So, and frankly, the restaurant's not big enough.
Hey, but, Tim, where did you get the sandwich? Where is that fast food? Because you came in before the holidays, and you mentioned that you just kind of stumbled upon that new Lowry's.
Yeah, it's in Century City in the food court at Century City Mall, and there used to be a chili place there. It's right
next. Red Rock.
Yeah,
Red Rock Chili, I think.
Yeah, and it's right next to the
Panda Express.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. I like Panda Express.
Yeah, I was lying at Panda Express, and I look over, I go, hey, look at that, man.
Lowry's, and you got a sandwich? Over.
Yeah, I got a nice plate with their little potatoes on it. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's good. But, hey, love to have you guys in, you know, so let me know when you want to come. Come on down.
Hey, listen, we'll show up every day until you lock the doors.
Well, I know Brian will. I don't know about you.
I'm always down there. Come on, Todd.
Come on.
All right, we appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, no problem. I hope to see you.
All right, we'll see you this year.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, take care of yourself.
See you guys.
All right, there he goes. That's a good dude, man.
He's a nice guy.
That guy manages the hell out of that restaurant.
He really does, and I'll tell you what.
Nobody manages a restaurant like that, dude.
When we were over there, and Jerry Wachowski and I were there, and Woolsey, this is before we had the privilege of working with Gina, Todd took us on a tour through the kitchen. Have you ever been in the kitchen?
No.
Remarkable. And, you know, it says something about a restaurant. It says something really confident about a restaurant when they let you walk through the kitchen. It's like my favorite Italian place. One of my favorite Italian places is Buca di Beppo. Where, you know,
you can actually sit in the kitchen.
You can sit in the kitchen. And to me, that's great. I mean, that's a restaurant saying, we're so clean, to get to your table, you got to walk through our kitchen. I love that.
When you went to Lowry's, did they ask if you played for Illinois or USC? Gabriel in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, man, you guys are two big West Hollywood studs, man.
Well, I'd like to say thank you, but I'm not sure that's I guess thank you. What the hell?
Yeah, you know, Whitman, even though, you know, mentally he's not wired for the dudes, you know, with all that Levitra and Enzyte and Cialis that he takes, you know, he shouldn't have any problem performing, you know? That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I don't have a problem performing. Occasionally I take Levitra because, as I've said on the air, it, you know, you're 18 years old again. And I think I think every guy should try it. I mean, talk to your doctor, of course. I'm not a doctor, but try it. I mean, again, it's you turn the hands of time back 20 years. It's kind.
You sound like fun to me.
All right, buddy, please. Rick in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
How's it going? How you guys doing today?
All right, man.
I just want to say that even though I'm not gay, I can imagine Whitman, he's a nervous type. I can just picture some guy telling him, hey, how's it going? He gets all nervous and jittery. That's the kind of guy he would seem as if he were gay.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't explain a lot about the other guy, though. What type is he? He's a...
Like women would be very nervous, like the Jerry kind, because, you know, he's new.
Oh, he'd be very uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, no, like just kind of shy, but in the end, he would be a beast.
Wow. I'm glad you really thought it out.
And you're not gay, right?
No, I'm not gay.
Get out of here, you jackass. What kind of jackass are you? All right, 520-9710 and 888. 520-9710.
There it is, man.
Kevin in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Brian, do you mind if I change the subject a little bit or what?
Ask me. It's our show. It's Tim and Brian. We don't mind at all.
What do you got?
Okay, now I was just wondering. This is an observation. I love you guys. You guys are the greatest. Danny Bonaducci's no longer on the Adam Carolla show in
what
the morning.
What up, homie?
And I just think he made that show. I'm not a big Danny fan, but he was the train wreck that I listened to in the morning, and I don't know who made that mistake of taking him off. Maybe it was Adam. Maybe that's why he was on leave for a week or two, but I really think it was a mistake on Adam's part.
Well, I don't know. I guess only time will tell. But I listened to Danny's show this afternoon between 2 and 3. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was funny. Adam explained it, though. When Adam came back on the air without Danny, he explained... That, like, didn't he basically say that he and Danny are both alpha males And you get into that, like they're both like
they're both. He said they're both. Here's the thing: they're both lead guitar players. You know, we're both lead guitar players, and you know we don't need two lead guitar players in a band. So let's have Danny do his own show.
Okay, okay, but like I heard you say, you would be. Basically be a great sidekick too, Brian. But anyways,
oh, thank you. Well,
Brian
you know,
Whitman is a very talented sidekick.
Oh, thank you.
Brian Whitman is a better sidekick than Danny is, but I don't think for a hot second that Brian Whitman would be a better host than Danny Bonaducci.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We're about 20 minutes away from Gretchen and Sam Phillips.
Yeah, it's a very special.
Yes.
Gretchen and the Lukes. The Lukes is on the road, and here comes Bouncy.
Yeah, the Lukes is not here, but to annoy Gretchen for 2 hours, they brought in Sam Phillips.
Sure. So that'd be great. It'd be fun to listen to them. They're going to be on at 11 o'clock tonight.
And you'll if you got to listen to the whole show. You got to listen from 11 to 1. And as you get closer to 1, you'll start to hear the hostility in Gretchen's mannerisms and her voice because Sam's starting to irritate her. It's so great to listen to because two chicks doing a radio show together, they will get on each other's nerves, and it'll happen rather quickly. So you got to listen 11 to 1.
All right. Now, with that, I'm going to have to listen to the whole 2 hours.
All right. Don't flip me off there, Sammy. Please, babe. You know I'm just kidding. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. I hope you don't take this as an insult, but do you have any clothing that doesn't have skulls on it?
I would not take that as an insult because if I had clothes that didn't have skulls on them, I would glue skulls on them. That's my favorite thing.
All right, very good.
Look, here's why I'm being cruel to Brian Whitman. He's had a stroke.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
By the way, that's not true. That generated a lot of email. Did you really have a stroke?
It did?
Yes. 4 emails.
That's not a lot.
Well, I mean, you know, we get a couple of dozen a night, and 4, did you really have a stroke, I think is a decent amount. So the answer is no, I didn't.
Pete in Thousand Oaks, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Good. Listen, Brian, I got a great new impression for you.
Oh.
It's Nick Nolte, but there's a little kind of a backstory to it, real quick.
Well, why don't you just do it? I mean, you know, and I'll enjoy you doing it, because I don't do Nick Nolte.
Okay. Can I give you the quick backstory to how I came up with Nick Nolte? Because I didn't come up with it.
Sure.
But I've been... I was watching comedian Patton Oswalt, and he was talking about Star Wars, and it turned out that Nick Nolte had been the original person cast to play Han Solo instead of Harrison Ford, but then it was switched. And he said, oh, how great it would have been if he had been playing Han Solo, because in every Nick Nolte movie, there's that moment where he goes, oh, hell. And you could hear that throughout the whole, you know, Star Wars. Oh, hell, Chewbacca. Oh, Darth Vader. God damn it. Leia.
That's pretty good, dude.
So
now, who is,
that,
who is it? Who is it? Whose material is that? You said that somebody, you saw somebody saying that?
Yeah, it's Patton Oswalt.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny.
And funny guy. And so, but it's in the context of Nick Nolte playing Han Solo.
Right.
But I find myself.
Yeah, we got it.
I find myself every day, like when something goes wrong, you hear, oh, hell, Chewbacca. You know, you just, it's infectious.
It's very funny.
That's pretty good, dude. Thanks for calling. That's very funny.
That is funny.
Let's talk to Jack in Chino Hills. You're on 97.1.
Hey, you guys are big studs, man.
Thanks.
Look at you, dude.
Hey, Tim, you know how you always say that Brian should do a show on restaurants he recommends in the Valley? I think you guys should follow through with that, man. You guys recommended Mulberry to me a couple years back, and I've been going there ever since.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, but, you know, I've said since Brian started here, he should be doing a restaurant review every week because nobody eats out of the home more often than Brian Whitman.
Right, but it should be sponsored. It should be sponsored.
Well, it could be eventually, but you got to do them every week.
All right. Well, I did – well, let's start right here. I did refer you, Jack, to Mulberry Street Pizza. Do you go to the Encino location or you're in Chino Hills? Where do you go to Beverly Hills? Where do you go?
No, I go to the Encino location. My girlfriend lives in Northridge. So
perfect, perfect. And you go, you sit down. They've got the red and white tablecloths. Do you usually take the pizza to go back to her place, or do you sit there at the counter? What I like to do is go to Mulberry Street Pizza in Encino, sit at the counter, and read the New York Post. They've got the New York newspapers there, and you can sit there by yourself. It's one of the few restaurants that I enjoy going to alone.
Most definitely, man. They got an awesome pizza. I'm from the East as well, and they make it really authentic. You know,
have you like had the cake? Have you had, like, the white cake, too? They have vanilla and chocolate cake. You can get a piece.
No, I never had that before. It's really good, huh?
Yeah. Next time you go, do you get pizza? You get, like, sandwiches, or you get
– I get the pizza. Get the pizza.
Good. Get the pizza, and then get – a slice of the vanilla cake, like the white cake. You'll love it. It's really good.
Not
bad.
All right,
man.
All right, buddy.
Definitely will. Hey, quick question. Where's Jerry at?
Praise Jesus! Do you hear me?
He's right there. Jerry's with us. Hey, Jerry, Bubba, turn your mic on.
Tim.
What's wrong with you, dude?
I'm just a little sick, Tim.
All right, he's not feeling well.
God damn it.
All right, man. You got the right
ticket. All right, take care of yourself. Easy, Jerry, please. Jeff and Irvine, you're on 97.1.
Hey, you boys are big studs. All this food talk's making me hungry.
Well, yeah, look, man. Yeah,
just wondering, and just real quick, I'm wondering if maybe with all this talk about Todd, any chance you guys can hook me up with something at Lowry's? I mean...
Well, I did go to Lowry's. Can hook you up with a great steak. I mean,
just go there.
I'm not going to buy it for you, but go there, and it's really, really good. And all of the side, you know, the mashed potatoes, all of the stuff on the side is so good. And
I got to imagine a good atmosphere too.
Yes, the cream corn there is unbelievable.
The atmosphere is terrific. If you own a business or you have a few people who work for you, and you want to take them out for like a really nice lunch to show them how much you appreciate them, Lowry is a great place to do that.
Well, I want to ask you, the main reason I called was I want to see how the redhead's doing. And I don't mean the one. How's Shauna?
Oh, Shauna Woolsey. She went back east, moved in with a boyfriend. He beat the crap out of her, so she moved to Washington State.
I'm very angry,
and I'm not sure who's beating her up there.
Well, I believe that she's currently living with her boyfriend. So, forgive me, with her brother. So that would be a kind of a safe environment, I think.
Yeah.
But she was
that's what she needs.
When she was in Connecticut for a brief time, she was a disc jockey. She was on the air.
Connecticut.
She was on the air, and she did a good job, but she left Johnny Vegas. They are no longer together.
All right, Jeff, hold on. We're going to give you a copy of the book, We Want to Be Rich. Why We Want to Be Rich.
Yeah, man.
Let financial expert Robert T. Kiyosaki and the Von Heusen shirt-wearing Donald Trump.
You know what I'm wearing right now, Tim?
Whywewanttoberich.com.
Is
that Van Heusen?
This is a Van Heusen shirt.
Is that right?
Yes. You want to touch the fabric. This is the most unbelievable shirts and ties.
All right. It's, looks good,
it's
dude.
It's Philip Van Heusen.
That's nice. Yeah, what'd you spend on that thing?
You know what? Honest to God, I didn't even know I had it. It's been in my closet probably for a decade.
Looks good. All right. It's Conway and Whitman. Stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes, minus the Lukes tonight. Add Sam Phillips, and you got yourself two great hours.
Yeah.
We'll see you Monday right after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM. Marshall in Calabasas, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Fine. How are you guys?
All right. What's up?
Tim, I just want to tell you, you'd be a good gay guy.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, man. Where do we live? In my place or yours?
No, but my wife is driving.
How dare you call me with a wife? You pig?
All right, man. Time Friday night to finish off the week and totally open up those phones, man. Anything you want to talk about, man? Anything that we talked about that you think we didn't talk enough about? Anything you want to, anything at all you want to say, man? It's 520-9710. Or, God damn it, man. A lot of people have a 888 Jones, man. So, 888, man. 520-9710.
effing, oh man, totally open those phones, man. Come on, you mother effing, man.
All right, it's 11 o'clock. Good night, everybody.